Welcome to the Tuesday morning show on Trails. It's May already, starting to warm up outside, and everyone's thoughts are to getting out and doing some hiking and biking and other activities. And with us this morning on the Trails special, we have four representatives of local organizations that are involved with trail maintenance, volunteer activities, trail activities, getting folks out, and more. Starting at the top, we have Corey Callahan, the Friends of Scotchman Peaks Wilderness Program Coordinator. Good morning, Corey.
Morning, Phil. How are you doing?
Very good, thanks. And also with us is Tom Dabrowski, the now past president, it pains me to say that, of the Idaho Trails Association. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Phil. And it doesn't pain me at all. I now have more time to get outside.
I know you'll stay very active here locally as ITA's primary representative. On the show is Jason Welker, Ponderé Peddlers Executive Director. Hi, Jason.
Good morning, Phil. Good morning, everybody else.
And not least, although last in the order here so far, is Marcy Timlin, Kinnexu Land Trust's Director of Communications. Good morning, Marcy.
Hi, Phil. Hi, everyone.
Let's go a little deeper dive into introductions from each of you. Tell our listeners, and we'll go in the same order for now, just a little bit about yourselves, what you do for the organization you're with, and your background. Just a couple minutes here. And Corey, why don't you launch us off?
Okay, thanks. I work as the program coordinator for Friends of Scotchman Peak Wilderness, which means that anything that we do programming that needs volunteers, it comes through me. So that's hikes or trail work or outdoor education, events. I interface with all of those folks and all of those activities. I have a long background in adventuring in the outdoors. I spent 5 years on backcountry trail crew and have spent another 15 in just playing around on trails and other wild places in our beautiful world that we get to live in.
Tom, it's your turn.
Okay, well, I've been with ITA now for 8 or 9 years. ITA started in 2010, and some local fellow who will remain nameless talked me into joining ITA, being on the board, becoming president. And as that person mentioned just a bit ago, I stepped down as president about 3 months ago. I'm still on the board of directors and I'm a volunteer. And so I generally guide the trips here in Northern Idaho and the Idaho Panhandle National Forest, but also help plan the schedule throughout the rest of the state. And ITA is very busy this year. We have more projects than ever before, about 73 all around the state. So I'm glad I'm no longer president because now I can get out on those beautiful trips and enjoy the outdoors.
It's really remarkable the growth of Idaho Trails Association over the last 12 years, largely due, Tom, to your guidance over the last 8. So thank you very much for that. Jason, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, thanks, Phil. I've been the executive director of Ponderé Peddlers for a little over 2 years now. Long before that, I was a member and a volunteer at trail work parties and a participant in club activities. The need for an executive director came up when there was the opportunity to build more trails in the Sandpoint area. I happen to be sitting in the parking lot at Pine Street Woods right now, where we've overseen several projects in the last 2 years, developing out the narrow trail network here. In addition to that, Ponderé Peddlers builds and maintains trails on city property, on Forest Service property, and private property around Sandpoint, including Schweitzer Mountain Resort and several other private properties in the area. We've been running programs for a couple of years, which I'm sure we'll talk a little bit more about in the program. Before I was a trail person, I was actually a classroom teacher. I taught economics in international schools for 13 years before settling in Sandpoint, a place that we'd owned a home for a long time and always dreamt about living. So I'm kind of living the dream here, doing what I love, riding bikes, building trails, helping kids get into the outdoors.
Thank you, Jason. And Marcy.
I'm Marcy Timlin. I'm the communications director at Kinnexu Land Trust. I've just been here for about a year and a half with Kinnexu Land Trust, but have been in Sandpoint since 1980, playing on the trails here. My favorite thing to do is hike. My second favorite thing to do is hike with my dog, and that's only because he kind of rips my arm off when I'm hiking, but that's, I love hiking with dogs. And my job as communications director is that I just tell all of you all the cool things that my coworkers and partners are doing, people like all of you there that we get to work together with to do a lot of great things for trails here in Sandpoint. So it's a pretty fun job.
Thank you, Marcy. And let's take a little deeper dive into the organizations. Longtime listeners will be familiar with each of these four organizations, but we have a lot of newcomers. And so think about talking with those folks right now. If you could sit down and talk to someone new in the community and tell them a little bit about your organization, what that looks like. And I was just reading, and I know Jason from his planning and zoning experience will appreciate this, that the growth rate in Bonner County, the most recently released data from 20 to 21, was nearly 5%. Or about 2,000 people, which is a remarkable amount for our community. And a lot of those folks are coming here because of and looking to our trails for one of the reasons they're here. So let's consider that they're the ones listening right now and maybe mix it up a little bit. Jason, why don't you lead us off?
Yeah, sure. So Pop, despite our name saying peddlers in the title, we are actually a really diverse group of trail users. The trails that we build and maintain right on the edge of Sandpoint in the Syringa system, if I had to guess, I'd say more than 80% of the users on those trails are not peddlers. They're not necessarily mountain bikers. We're building and maintaining trails for all non-motorized user groups. Even some of our trails are even open to horses. It's really rewarding to get to see the explosion in trail use in our community in the last few years. I think COVID, of course, really accelerated the demand for outdoor recreation. And it just also happened to coincide with the growth in our organization as far as advocating for and actually getting tools in the ground to build more trails for the community. So it's been a really exciting 2.5 years since I started as the first ever paid staff person at POP, Pondere Peddlers. And we have a whole lot more going on in the future. Our programming has really grown with kids clinics after school. Twice a year, we do summer camps for mountain bike camps for kids now. And I feel like there's just a huge momentum in the trail world, in the outdoor recreation world. And Pop is really excited to be kind of on the leading edge of that for the Sandpoint community.
Thank you. And you've mentioned Pine Street Woods, which I think leads us directly to Marcy. Tell us about Kinnicksu Land Trust and a little bit about Pine Street Woods.
Well, as a land trust, so our mission is caring for the land and people of the Kinnicksu region today, tomorrow, and forever. And that region, as some people are surprised to know, that this isn't just, we don't just operate here in Sandpoint. We actually, that encompasses Bonner Boundary counties in Idaho and then Sanders County in Montana. And so our work, we focus on preserving land, particularly land that is includes waterways, culturally significant places, agriculture and forestry lands, wildlife habitat, and recreation and education spaces. And we're in our 20th year. We've preserved over 4,000 acres of land. So sometimes that's with, most of the time it's with working with private property owners, but we also have properties like Pine Street Woods and others, but like we have a property in Montana, the Cabinet View Nature Area, where those are public access properties where people can come and recreate or just come to enjoy nature. And so Pine Street Woods is certainly our flagship property. And in the two and a half years that Pine Street Woods has been open, our community just doesn't even know how we ever lived without it. So it's so exciting to be in this virtual room with all of you that are helping to make it such a great place for our community.
Seems like just yesterday we were out in the field celebrating the grand opening, but 2.5 years, it's really remarkable. Tom, give us the skinny on Idaho Trails Association.
Well, as I said earlier, Phil, Idaho Trails Association was founded in 2010. So this is our 12th year. The purpose of the Idaho Trails Association is to keep non-motorized hiking trails open for all. In the state of Idaho, there are 10,000 miles of non-motorized trails. And the people that started realized that Congress just didn't allocate enough money for the maintenance of those 10,000 miles of trails. And we were losing some of the trails. So when we started, we did one project down near McCall, Idaho. And as I said, this year we have, and the count varies a little bit because we keep adding projects, but we're at 73 projects this year all around the state. We have one-day projects, and then we have weekend projects. And once we have people really hooked on the idea of going out and helping their trails on our public lands, we do week-long projects. We just got back from a week-long project down on the Salmon River. So we had a jet boat haul, a crew of 20 people up to a place called Sheep Creek. And we worked on some trails that hadn't been maintained for quite a while and worked really hard, but had a great time doing it. So at the end of the week, we had opened what we are reporting as 12 miles of trail that hadn't been opened for some time. So here in the Idaho Panhandle National Forest, we have 18 projects this year in northern Idaho. Of those 18, nine of them are one-day projects, so people can come out, try it out, see what they think. Then seven of them are weekend, either 2 or 3 day projects, and then two are week-longs. We have two kind of week-long projects, one where you haul in your own stuff as a backpacking style project, cook your own food. And then we have another style, which is a lot of fun, which is what we just did on the Salmon River, where we haul all your gear and we bring in a cook and all the food. What you do is get up in the morning, have a nice breakfast, fix yourself a lunch, go out and work all day and come back then to hors d'oeuvres and dinner in the evening and sitting around and talking about all the great things we did that day. Here in the local community, I really want to applaud what POPS accomplished and the Kinnexu Land Trust. I served on a committee there to help design the trails and we partner with the Friends of Scotchman Peak on lots of stuff. We share a lot of volunteers. And so one of the neat things about all of these organizations is we work together with a common goal, and that is we're going to keep our hiking trails open and build some new ones. Because I think it was Jason that said, and you pointed out, Phil, we have a lot of people moving into this area. So we're either going to have more people on the same trails or we're going to have more trails. I like the latter. So let's get more trails and have more people out there recreating on their public lands.
Thank you. Thank you, Tom. Corey, take a deeper dive into the Friends of Scotchman Peaks.
Sure. I feel like we just went on a whirlwind trip around Idaho. We started over on the west side of Sandpoint with POP, and then the Panhandle in western Montana with Kinnexu, and then all around the state with ITA. And so then coming back up here to the Panhandle, but on the eastern side of the Panhandle, there's the Scotchman Peaks Roadless Area, which is an 88,000 acre, amazing, rugged piece of land that is shared between Idaho and Montana. And we work directly in the Scotchmans, both with trail projects and trail stewardship. And there's a lot of mountain goats up there. So we have a trail ambassador program for people to hang out up there on weekends throughout the summer, helping to educate visitors on how mountain goats are not actually cuddly little creatures that we should be letting lick our legs and that we need to keep distance from. We also have an outdoor education program that's pretty strong in the winters, working with area schools in Bonner County, Sanders County, Lincoln County, and Spokane County. This year, we reached over 500 students who come out for day-long trips to touch animal pelts and learn about water ecology and tree ID and a variety of other things. Those are our main areas of focus for our programming.
Thank you, Corey. Well, let's turn to the upcoming season and delve into first some of the volunteer opportunities. Then we'll talk a little bit about some of the trail opportunities for newcomers, but always like to start with the volunteers. So Corey, why don't you tell us in some detail, broad scope, but also a few teasers about some of the upcoming trail project opportunities for the Friends of Scotchman Peaks.
Sure. We have a lot of ways to get involved with the Scotchman Peaks area over the summer. Much like ITA, we actually have 18 trail projects scheduled for the year, although we did just complete our first one on Earth Day. So you only have 17 more chances now to get out with us. And we have a lot of really exciting projects, especially if you like to hike steep things. But even if you don't like to hike steep things, we have opportunities on Morris Creek and Regal Creek. We have a trail reroute around East Fork Creek, and then clearing logs off of Scotchman Peak and Goat Mountain that fall down over the course of the winter onto the trail. So lots of ways to get involved in coming out and getting dirty on the trail. And then, like I was saying, the Mountain Goat Trail Ambassadors, every Saturday, Sunday, and holiday from early June through early October, we need people out there. You can either hang out just at the parking lot if you're not feeling like hiking the really steep trail to the top, or if you're feeling like hiking up halfway and hanging out, or all the way to the top. We're looking for folks to hang out up there and chat with visitors coming in about mountain goat etiquette. And then we also host hikes. And if you're interested in leading a hike, get on our website and or contact me. And then if you aren't feeling intrepid to lead a hike, you can join our group hikes that we have listed as well. Those are our volunteer. We have lots of opportunities to volunteer.
Thank you, Corey. I can tell from personally being out as a trail ambassador a couple of times in the last 2 years during the pandemic that I've probably met half of those 2,000 people. They somehow found their way to Trail 65. And a lot of them benefited from a little bit of knowledge about what to do around goats and other wildlife and general hiking etiquette. So valuable program. Jason Pop has so many things going on for volunteers. Describe this in the way that's the most meaningful.
Yeah, sure. We sure do. I hate to brag or anything, but we have both the Friends of Scotchman Peaks and ITA beat in terms of number of volunteer opportunities. When the season started in early April, we had 37 volunteer outings on our calendar. We've already done 5 of those. Those include almost every Thursday between the beginning of April and the end of October. 5:30 p.m., we start our trail work. That moves up to about 4:30 by October when the nights come earlier. Those are on local trails. Currently, we've been doing all of our trail work in the Syringa system in the property known as VTT or Velo Tout Terrain, just south of Pine Street Woods. We've done 1 trail work party on city property in the lower basin of the Little Sand Creek watershed. That's just along Schweitzer Mountain Road. That was a Saturday where we built a bridge last weekend. And we have about 6 more Saturday trail work parties, which are typically 4-hour affairs within, you know, a 20-minute drive of Sandpoint. And they're sponsored by a local bike shop. So we always have barbecues with raffles. It's a really fun opportunity to get out, do some good trail work, have a good time with friends. And the parties that we do in the lower basin of the Little Sand Creek watershed, we often offer mountain bike shuttle laps after the trail work is complete as well. For anybody who came out and volunteered. So we try to make all of our trail work parties a really good time. Our Thursday night trail work parties usually end at the parking lot with cold beers provided by the club. And the purpose of these is to build new trail and maintain and improve existing trail. So we have so many new trail projects going on right now. All of our projects so far this year have been about helping our professional trail builders do finishing work on trail that they've been working on, or building structures like bridges or wooden features on a trail. Oftentimes it's dirty work, like hauling hundreds of buckets of dirt to fill in a switchback so that it's rideable on a bike. But it's all fun, and we have just a great community of volunteers. One of my goals for this year is to really broaden our volunteer base. I'd say we have about 20 kind of core volunteers who come to at least half of those 30 plus volunteer parties. I'd love to increase that so that we can kind of give some of those dedicated hardcore volunteers a break once in a while. I start to feel a little bit guilty when we're 16 weeks in and I've seen the same people every week, when I know there's thousands of trail users out there who would probably love to come out and help work on trails, but maybe just don't know about how to do that. So our entire trail work calendar is on our website at pondrepedalers.org/calendar. And it's the easiest way to find out about volunteer opportunities is to follow us on Facebook, follow us on Instagram, and become a member. Because once you're a member, you get a weekly newsletter throughout the season from me, highlighting all of the opportunities to get involved as a volunteer, as a mountain biker in a group ride, or upcoming races or club events. So we have so many communication channels between our social media accounts. We have over 4,000 followers, but I know for a fact that they aren't all members. I'd love to convert more of those followers to members, because it's the members who really make what we do possible, both financially, but more importantly, as volunteers on those 30-plus volunteer parties that we do every year.
Great to have such a robust schedule and convenient, close to town, to be able to do the after-hours, after-work accomplishments.
Exactly.
Look forward, look forward to more. Tom, I know you touched a little bit on the trail season, but give us some teasers. What are some of the highlighted projects? And I will say the food on ITA's projects are great. The last two I've gone on, I anticipated losing a little weight from 5 days of swinging Pulaski's and came back at about the same as I left, which I have to talk to the cooks about holding back.
We're going to have a great project over on Priest Lake this coming weekend. And then the weekend after that, we're going to have a backpacking training class. We want to help people learn how to backpack more efficiently. And what that means is lighter. And we're going to take them out to the navigation trail on Upper Priest Lake and practice some backpacking skills. And oh, by the way, at the same time, we'll saw out some logs and cut some brush. And then we have a typically on National Trails Day, we do the Mikinik Trail, which is a hiker-built trail and a really beautiful scenic trail right on the edge of town. But we have a tendency to range further and wider. So we'll be doing things up in the Bonner's Ferry District, up at places like Boulder Meadow, which is really pretty. We're going to do a week long on Red Mountain up above West Fork Lake. And then going to the south end of the Idaho Panhandle National Forest, we're going to do a week long towards the end of the summer at Fawn Lake up above the St. Joe River. That's a really beautiful area. And we're going to work on a section of trail that the Forest Service folks told me may not have been maintained for 30 years. And so I have a suspicion we're going to be sawing lots of logs. We also started something 3 years ago now that we call the WOW Projects. We have one of our board members, Pam Bond, who decided she wanted to have some projects just for women. And she said she was tired of being told how to swing a Pulaski by all these big guys. And she started the WOW Projects, and the women get together, and it's been hugely popular and successful. So we're going to be doing the Gordon Creek Trail this summer, a weekend project. The women will go up and have a camp near the trailhead, and they do a potluck dinner and work for 2 days on the trail. Another thing that we'll be doing this summer, we're going to have a three-day youth project on the North Fork of the Coeur d'Alene River. We started doing youth projects. Now this will be our fourth year doing youth projects. And again, those have been very popular. One of the things that I was really, really gratified by is we got a letter from a 14-year-old girl who said that we changed her life forever, that she had no idea what our public lands were like. And we had taken her back into the Gospel Hump Wilderness. And she's now an avid trail worker and wilderness user. So anyway, those are some of the kinds of things that we will have. Same thing that Jason mentioned. If you go to our website, which is Idaho Trails, plural, IdahoTrailsAssociation.org, and click on volunteer, you'll see a menu of projects come up. One other thing I wanted to mention, hopefully we can get more people using this. We have a thing called the Trail Reporter. And if you'll go to the website under volunteer and then do a trail report, anybody that hikes on any trail that's a hiking trail, we ask them to submit a report to tell us what the condition of the trail is. Does it have snow? Does it have rocks blocking the trail? Are there logs across the trail? That kind of thing. One of the things we found is there just aren't enough Forest Service people to get around and see all of our hiking trails, our non-motorized hiking trails. And so we're asking people out there on those trails to submit a report, and that way we know where work is needed. So it's the Trails Reporter. And if you get a chance and you're out on the trail, please submit a report, because it'll help us figure out where we need to work.
Thank you, Tom. Marcy, tell us about upcoming trail volunteer opportunities or other volunteer opportunities.
All right. Well, I'm going to make it really easy for you. If you want to get a pencil and paper and write this email down, we just hired a brand new land manager, Jeff Thompson, for Kinnexie Land Trust. And if you have any interest in volunteering with any of our projects, you can email him at land@kinnexie.org, land@kinnexie.org. So a lot of people are aware that we recently were able to purchase the Sled Hill, the historic Sled Hill property adjacent to Pine Street Woods. There will be a lot of work there. We're also right now working with POP and other organizations. We're building the final two trails up at Pine Street Woods that were part of the trail plan. So it's a perimeter trail that goes around the edge of the property at Pine Street Woods. It's actually two different trails. And we kind of think of it as like a hug around the property to help keep people sort of where the perimeter of our property is and not get lost. So there might be some volunteer opportunities there. And so really anyone who's interested in any level of volunteering in any capacity can just get a hold of Jeff and or any of us here at Pine Street Woods, and they can find out about, just kind of get on Jeff's radar to find out what's going on and how they might be able to help.
Thank you, Marcy. And I think everybody's touched a little bit on volunteer opportunities beyond trail building, but let's talk about upcoming events. National Trails Day is on the horizon for Saturday in June. Anything special happening for that or any other trail-related educational events, celebrations, or other volunteer opportunities coming up in the near horizon line the next month or two? And Marcy, why don't we just keep on with you for now on that question?
Sure, yeah. You know, any chances that people have to support local trails and just become more acquainted with Pine Street Woods, we have lots of events coming up in the spring and in the summer. We have a couple of really cool birding events. They're both fundraisers. But if you are a person who goes walking in the woods and you hear the sound of a bird and you're wondering what that is, we have a local birding expert on our board who is going to be doing two bird walks in May. One will be on the 21st. That's a Saturday, and that will be up at Pine Street Woods. It's early morning. They meet up there at 6 o'clock on that Saturday, and then Celeste Grace will be making these amazing breakfast burritos to go with the tour. And then he will also talk about that. We'll have Evans Brothers Coffee up there, and he'll talk about how the coffee is shade grown, and it's super fascinating, super interesting, and you get to know the local birds and the migratory birds going through this time of year. And then the very next day, we're actually doing a really special and different bird walk, something unlike we've really ever done before. We'll take just a few people, probably up to 15 people, up to a private conservation property. One of our landowners has opened up their property up at Pack River. It's a gorgeous, stunning setting. And so they will give a tour of the property. Rich Del Carlo, our birding expert, will be up there as well. He will do a bird walk there, and it'll be a little later in the day. It'll be between 10 and 1, and we'll have a catered lunch. We'll also do a little mini lecture. Reagan, our conservation director, will do a little lecture up there. So that's going to be a really special event. You can register for both of those events on our website at kinnexie.org/happenings. And that's where you'll find anything that we have going on. We're going to do, you know, some wine tasting events like we did last summer, our pairings in the pines, and we're going to add another one that's working with Evans Brothers, where we'll do a kind of a pastries and coffee, and that will benefit the Sled Hill property fundraiser. And there's just other stuff. So just keep checking out that happenings page on our website to see all the great things that we're doing up there.
Thank you, Marcy. Jason, tell us about upcoming activities and events.
Sure. Yeah, I'll just look at the next month. So in addition to our weekly Thursday trail work parties, there will be this is a really cool event for anybody with kids in Sandpoint and Ponderay. The city of Sandpoint and Ponderay, Ponderay Peddlers, the Lake Ponderay School District, a lot of Ponderays there, are partnering on bicycle rodeos, which are taking place at the North Summit Church on May 21st in Sandpoint, and at the McNierney Park Pump Track on May 22nd in Ponderay. These are a great opportunity for kids who just ride their bikes around town to come get some free maintenance on their bikes and to learn some bicycle safety from the Pend'Oreille Pedalers and from the local fire departments, who will have a obstacle course set up. This year, POP is bringing our set of mobile skills ramps, and we're going to set up a skills course for kids to work on some kind of mountain biking skills in the parks as well. So the bike rodeos, May 21st and 22nd, both of those start at 11 a.m. at their respective locations. And then the next big weekend trail work party that we have is June 4th at the Schweitzer Roundabout. So Pend'Oreille Pedalers maintains over 6 miles of trails in the lower basin below the roundabout. And that will be our big spring cleaning before the huge summer rush of mountain bikers and hikers descend on those trails on city and forest service property below the Schweitzer Roundabout. So June 4th, 10 a.m. at the Schweitzer Roundabout. That's going to be a sponsored trail work party with a barbecue hosted by a local bike shop, and then free shuttle laps for mountain bikers in the afternoon to kind of break in the trails for the spring after we do a couple hours of maintenance on them. So that's what we have coming up in the next month, both in town down in Sandpoint and Pend'Oreille, and up in the lower basin at the Schweitzer Roundabout on June 4th.
Thank you, Jason. And Corey, tell us what's happening with the Friends in the next short-term period.
Sure. On June 4th, it is National Trails Day. So I believe ITA will be having, and Tom will speak to it, I'm sure, but we'll be doing a trail day on Mickinac. And then you can join us at Utara that evening from 5 to 8 for some camaraderie. And we'll have some trail tool demonstrations and other information about trail work. We have had crosscut saw demonstrations in the past. We'll see if we can wrangle that together. And then in mid-June, we're going to do a interpretive wildfire walk with a local wildfire biologist, Kelly Tucker. And that'll be over in the Trestle Creek burn from last year, looking at wildfires and how they impact the lands that we use and the positives and the detriments to those. And then not quite on the calendar yet, but in the works, is a canine first aid class with Dr. Celeste Grace. She just did a really fantastic hiking with dogs presentation on Earth Day, and it was a huge success. And there's been some requests for more in-depth what it means to take care of a dog when you're in the backcountry and they're experiencing a first aid crisis. So keep your eyes tuned to our website for more specifics with dates and times for those things.
Can't resist. So she's going to put the wolf into the woofer.
Those
who have any first aid training, they'll understand. But Tom, you're batting cleanup on upcoming events and activities.
That's quite all right. So on May 12th, which is this coming Thursday, here at our place from 6 to 9, we're going to have a backpacking clinic. The purpose of that is to tell people how to lighten their backpacking load, go through some of the newest and lightest and potentially most expensive gear, and help people lighten their packs. As I tell people, I decided when I turned 70 that I had to quit carrying a 45-pound pack for a week-long trip, and I've been able to get that now down to 25 pounds, which makes a huge difference when we're going out for a week. So anyway, May 12th, 6 to 9, if someone would like to, we've got quite a few people signed up, but if someone would like to attend, please go to our website, idahotrailsassociation.org. You will see a link there to sign up for that. That way I know how many chairs and bottles of water to get. Other than that, we're going to have our crew leader college, which we do every year, one in the north, one in the south. And this is where we retrain our experienced crew leaders and then train potentially new crew leaders so that we can go out and do these projects and we can do them safely and we can do the work so that it meets the federal standards. That's by invitation only. Other than that, and Corey's right, yep, we're going to be on Mickinac on National Trails Day. And Corey, I'm going to encourage people to come over and have a beer and visit. So afterwards, we don't do a whole lot of social stuff. We're basically a trail work group. And so We do have some social events. We have them down in the Boise. It seems like the real beer drinkers are in the Boise area. We focus on the trail projects and primarily on the weekend. We have a couple this year during the week. We do a joint thing with the Monday hikers. But anyway, that's what's coming up. Again, look at the schedule on the website and you can see what's happening in terms of trail projects.
Thank you, Tom. So we're going to turn now to the question about resources for hikes, where to go, bike rides, where to go, maps, information. That, you know, maybe we'll just start it off like this. Let's say, Jason, I'm new in town and I just met you at a favorite watering hole, a beer hall or coffee shop, said, hey, I heard you're into mountain biking. Yeah, tell me, what's your favorite trail and how do I get there and how do I find out more?
Sure. Yeah. I'll speak specifically to mountain bikers since that's kind of what POP focuses on. You know, our Syringa Trail system, which, you know, 3 years ago included just the 120-acre Sherwood Forest property, but since then has grown to include the 180-acre Pine Street Woods property and the 100-acre Velo Tout Terrain property. So we're now up to 400 acres of trail system, literally 2 miles from downtown Sandpoint. So if you're looking for a place to go for a quick mountain bike ride, I recommend people go to the Pine Street Woods parking lot, which is 2 miles west on West Pine Street, just after the road turns gravel. Or I recommend they go to the VTT, the Velo Tout Terrain parking lot, which is just past the turnoff for Dover Bay on Highway 2. You'll turn right on West Pine Street from the south end of West Pine Street. And it's less than half a mile to the VTT parking lot there. Both of those parking lots have facilities. They have trailhead kiosks with maps and information about the properties. And they've got a beautiful machine-built wide beginner trails right from the parking lot, but they both will access the interior of the Syringa Trail system, which includes trails of all difficulty levels from green beginner flow trails to blue tech trails to some new black trails that we've been working on just this year. So for mountain bikers, the Syringa system offers, you know, literally hours of riding 2 miles from downtown Sandpoint. There's almost 17 miles of trails in the Syringa system now. For people who want to go a little further afield, I recommend Gold Hill Trail 3, which is south of the Long Bridge. Mineral Point has a fantastic trail system that POP helps maintain. And once the snow is all melted out, the trails in the Little Sand Creek watershed from the top of Schweitzer Mountain out into towards Baldy Mountain and all the way down to the second switchback on Schweitzer Mountain Road. There's over 20 miles of amazing mountain biking trails in the Little Sand Creek watershed and at Schweitzer Mountain Resort right now. So we've got just a growing network of trails within miles of town. POP is involved in all of those projects. And really, mountain biking is just an exploding recreational activity in the Sandpoint community. So those are my recommendations. Close to town, Syringa system. Once the snow's all gone, head up into the Little Sand Creek watershed and try some of those trails on the backside of Schweitzer all the way down to the bottom of Schweitzer Mountain Road.
Is there a good local map or guide resource? I seem to recall a few years ago seeing something in one of the bike shops.
Yeah. In fact, I have been updating our maps for this year. They're currently being printed right now. We should have trailhead maps updated by early next week at the Greta Segway, the Pine Street Woods, and the VTT trailheads. I'll be dropping off copies of those maps at local bike shops for visitors to have a look at. The best place for updated online maps is trailforks.com. It's an app. It's also free if you go to the website, or you can pay $3 a month for the app. And I'm the administrator for the region for all of the trails and trail forks. So that's a great place to, you know, see where you are using your phone's GPS and read descriptions, see photographs, even see videos that users have uploaded of them riding all the area trails. So Trail Forks is great. And of course, the Kinnick-Sioux Land Trust website, the Pend'ray Pedalers website, we have map pages on our websites where you can go download PDFs if you prefer to print out a copy of the local trail maps. You can go print them off of our website and just have it in your pocket.
Thank you, Jason. That's a good segue. Marcy, tell us about any other resources KLT has for directing folks who want to go out hiking or biking locally.
Yeah, so what Jason said, also, I like to encourage people, you know, a lot of people ask us if we have PDF prints of the maps. The maps are changing a lot, right, Jason? I mean, there's constantly new activity up there. And so What I like to encourage people to do is to just take a picture with their phone of the map that's posted there at the kiosk at the trailhead, and that way they can navigate the trails a little bit better. We also have those maps on our website, like Jason said. And so that's really the best way to do it. And then we don't have a lot of paper flying around and that sort of thing. So, but certainly if you stop by the office, we'd be happy to print out a map as well. But really, the Pine Street Woods trails are meant to be mixed use trails. So they're really great for people who, for whatever reason, maybe are intimidated by going out into the more rugged, wild places, that the wonderful places we have in North Idaho. Believe it or not, there are some people that are just not comfortable, not experienced with that. And so Pine Street Woods is such a great introduction to nature. You know, there's always other people up there. So it just feels safe. It feels comfortable. It's so close to town that it's not expensive to get to Pine Street Woods. It's not hard to find. You know, whether you're up there to go biking or hiking, running, looking for frogs in the frog pond or bird watching, whatever you want to do, just taking your dog for a walk up there or your kids. It's just such a great place to go. It's, you know, you have the trails that are a little more rugged. I went up on the VTT trails yesterday for my first time, and holy cow, they're really rugged. So it was really fun to see all the wildflowers blooming up there. It's like fireworks up there, you guys, right now. Just spring is blooming, and I was so excited. And you probably noticed by my voice, I've got this kind of really sexy voice thing going on because it's allergy season. But I do it all again because you can't keep me from being outside. It's so beautiful. So that's what I would just encourage people. You know, if you have any questions, please give us a call here at Kinnexu Land Trust, and you're going to see one of us up there. If you're there, one of our team is almost always up there. Either Katie's up there, her early morning runs that she does, or my noon walkabouts up there, Reagan's up there. So you guys will pretty much bump into us. But if you want to give us a call at 208-263-9471, we would be happy to just answer any questions you have about the trails up there.
Thank you, Marcy. Corey, new to town, how does someone find out more about hiking in the Scotchman Peak or gain that experience?
Well, Friends of Scotchman Peak Wilderness has one of the best maps for that area that I found on the internet. I am a newer transplant to North Idaho as well, and when I was looking for places to explore, there's really not a lot of information out there, and our website has some of the most detailed directions to trailheads and detailed maps. So that's a great place to start. And I'm just going to plug that my newest favorite hike over there is Star Peak. I think sometimes people are thrown off by how far you have to drive to get up to Scotchman Peak Trailhead. It's a long drive up a dirt road. And sometimes when I'm going hiking, I just want to get out of my car. And Star Peak Trailhead is right off of the highway. And it also is next to Big Eddy Campground. So you can go hike to the top, get an amazing view, come back down, and then hang out on the water for a lunchtime spot. So that would be my plug for a trail right now over there as well.
And if you've never been before, there are group hikes.
Yes, there's also group hikes. Check out our website. We have one coming up on Saturday, although I believe it's full going up Goat Mountain, but we have a few other ones on the website right now. So check those out too.
Thank you. Tom, there are so many resources for hiking in North Idaho. Tell us a few of your favorite resources and destinations.
Well, the first thing is to applaud Marcy and Jason, because what I tell new people to the area when it's early in the season, I tell them go to Pine Street Woods. And, you know, I just lump everything together there because it's such a great introduction and it's close. And then if they say they're stout and in good shape, Mikinik, because you get up to the top of Mikinik and you look like you're in an airplane looking down at the airport. But one of the things we really haven't talked about today, Phil, is the best resource for people who are new to the area to learn about the best hikes in this area is to come out and work with one of our organizations, meet other local people who are hikers, who are mountain bikers. And if you work hard and you're very pleasant and cheerful and helpful, they may share some of those really great hidden places with you. If people go to the ITA website and they click on hikes, we have a list of hikes here in northern Idaho that our members really like, and you can go do that. There's some great guidebooks that are available that were done by Nichols and Jim, and so there are some great guidebooks, but the best way is to talk to locals who are experienced hikers. We have a local group called the Monday Hikers, and I'm reluctant to plug the Monday Hikers because we had, I think it was 37 people on our hike this last Monday. So we're getting rather large. But anyway, get with the locals and they will tell you about the great places. It's too bad your listeners can't see us here talking, because all of us are smiling when we're talking about these trails. We are really fortunate. We live in such a great place for outdoor recreationists, and get with the locals. They'll tell you the best spots.
Thank you, Tom. I'd also like to send out a shout out to the Forest Service. They maintain a pretty active website with information. Also over the years have had pamphlets for each of the three ranger districts in the area that outline some of the highlighted hikes. And two publications Tom mentioned, the Trails of the Wild Cabinets, the Trails of the Wild Selkirks, great starting points. For a little more regional look, there's Rich Lander's book, 100 Hikes, Best 100 Hikes of the Inland Northwest. Lots of resources out there if you just look around. Well, we're winding down towards the close of our time. We'll do a quick round robin for any quick closing thoughts and reiterating any website, Facebook, or other contact information. Jason, why don't we start with you?
Sure. Tom's mention of the Monday Hikers reminded me that I should plug our Tuesday mountain bike group rides. One of our board members, Steve Sanchez, who's very involved with the Friends of Scotchman Peaks as well, he's been leading these Tuesday evening group rides for years now. These are a great way for people who are new to the community to get out and get a tour of the local trails. Currently, those rides meet in the Pine Street Woods parking lot at 5:30 every Tuesday. After the 4th of July, those rides relocate up to the Schweitzer parking area or sometimes the Schweitzer roundabout. We get up there and ride some of those higher altitude trails to chase those cooler temperatures up into the mountains. So those run pretty much through September. They usually begin in mid-April, and we're on week 3 right now. So Steve's Tuesday group rides, 5:30. Again, check our social media for regular updates on those activities. So I think I've covered everything we've got going on with POP in the community. It's a whole lot. It's some fun stuff. I'd love to plug our youth programs, but the problem with those, as with any youth programs in Sandpoint, is that they fill up within hours of registration opening. So there's currently no openings in our summer camps. But for members, those are a great opportunity to get your kids into a mountain bike skills camp. You'll have to look forward to 2023 at this point, though. So thanks a lot, Phil. It's great being on your show.
Thank you, Jason. Marcy, closing thoughts and contact info.
All right. Yeah, thanks for having me, Phil. So you can find us at kiniksu.org. And then we are KLT7B on Facebook and kiniksu.lt on Instagram. We have a YouTube channel as well. You can find us running, hiking, biking, or otherwise playing most days at the woods too. So just snag one of us if you see us up there. And we're also, our office is located on Michigan Street, the 1215 Michigan Street. We're at the very end of that little office park there. And we're gone a lot. So make sure you call us before you come in, because we don't keep super regular business hours here. But yeah, we'd love to. We're just always open for a chat. So give us a call or stop by and see us.
Hey, thank you, Marcy. Corey, closing thoughts.
If you Google Scotchman Peak for any information, scotchmanpeaks.org is what comes up on the front page. It is a pretty unknown area beyond here. And so it's actually pretty easy. If you can't remember that it's scotchmanpeaks.org, you literally just type it into Google. And if you want to know any information about mountain goats in North Idaho, scotchmanpeak.org comes up. And then we do have a social media accounts as well. And again, if you just type in the search bar on Facebook or on Instagram, Scotchman Peaks, it comes up to our profile. So pretty easy there. And definitely get involved and check it out, because it's a very unique environment. And just as a small little thing, when I moved up to North Idaho, I didn't realize how wet it is up here, but over there in the Scotchman Peaks, the Lightning Creek area gets an average of 90 to 100 inches of rain a year. which is on par with the Pacific Northwest coast in terms of lushness. So go check it out over there. There's so many plants and huge cedars, and it's amazing. That's my plug.
And a need for rain gear. That's a good reminder. Thank you, Corey.
Yeah.
Tom, you've got the last word.
Okay. Well, thank you, Phil. Again, IdahoTrailsAssociation.org. We're on all the social media platforms. Same thing that Corey said. Google us and we pop up. I guess the last thing I wanted to say is for all of those people who are listening that are new to the area, we've talked about how you can find some really great hikes, and there's lots of them in here. For those people who live in this area, if you haven't come out with any of these organizations and volunteered, please do so. We are so fortunate up here in Northern Idaho to have such beautiful trails in so many locations. And Jason said something earlier is that we all have volunteers that volunteer a lot, and we don't want to burn those folks out. So come on out and help. These are your public lands. They are your trails, and we need help because we want to keep them open. Too many of our trails have been abandoned in the past because of lack of maintenance. We don't want that to happen.
Well, that's a very nice note to end the show on, Tom. We appreciate everyone's time for listening and joining us as guests. If you've just tuned in and want to listen to the rest of the podcast, it'll be up on KRFY later on. We want to thank our guests, Corey Callahan, the Friends of Scotchman Peaks Wilderness Program Coordinator, Tom Dabrowski, past president of the Idaho Trails Association and active volunteer, Jason Welker, the Pondere Peddlers Executive Director, and Marcy Timblin, the Kinnexu Land Trust Director of Communications. It's been a great and packed show. So even if you listen through the whole thing, you may want to re-listen to it. You can do so at krfy.org.